Congressman Reichert, how are you?
Yes, sir, Kirby. How are you? I'm doing great. Thank you.
I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling in. So I guess you got bored with retirement, decided to come back into politics?
Well, you know, I took a job right after the day after I left Congress. I was working in Central America on human trafficking. And then my other part of my job was working on a new technology called Rapid DNA with the sheriffs and police chiefs across the country. And it's a machine that's about the size of a microwave, and you can get a DNA profile in 90 minutes. So good for crime solving and tracking suspects. And we've also been using this technology on the border a lot more during the Trump era than we do now, obviously.
Yeah. There's more of an emphasis on the border in the Trump administration than there is now. Well, let me ask the most pressing question in front of all citizens of the state of Washington. I think the biggest challenge you would face if elected governor. With UW leaving the Pac-12, what happens to the Apple Cup? What can the governor do? I mean, this is a disaster.
Yeah, I've been watching some of the news on that. I guess we'll just have to let the leagues figure that out for themselves. I think the governor is going to have more pressing issues to pay attention to.
Let's talk about a couple of them, if we may. Obviously, I mean, crime is your profession as sheriff. And as you mentioned, working on technology and working on child trafficking. This is your background. You were elected county sheriff of King County. You, Green River Killer story. This is who Dave Reichert really is. What can the governor do as governor to affect crime in the state of Washington? What are you thinking that you would start working on in order to impact that issue?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that the governor can do. The first thing the governor's got to do is listen to the people of this state. I mean, the cry has been going up for a number of years now that our communities are not safe, and no one seems to hear the cry, not just from the citizens who are day by day becoming victims of violent crime and other crimes, but also listen to the law enforcement leaders in this state. So no one's listening to the police chiefs. They're not listening to the sheriffs. They're not listening to the prosecutors. They're not listening to even the people that are working under Ross Hunter are complaining. They're not being listened to. So they've asked Inslee to fire Ross Hunter because their staff people are being assaulted. The children aren't being kept safe. They're not being placed properly. They can't help children. But there are some policies that can be affected in working with, hopefully, working with the Democrat House and the Senate. Number one would be just looking at the legalization of drugs. And, you know, in this state, you can possess drugs and not be arrested. Obviously, that's a serious problem, having people walk around the streets of your community high on drugs or alcohol, which, you know, sort of lends to committing more crimes. Two, and these are priorities really that the Washington State Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs have already expressed to the governor and to the state legislature. Number two is just car pursuits. They can't chase crooks anymore. You know, so all a crook needs to do is get in a car and run. So that reduces, you know, the efforts to protect the public. The officers need to have the option to chase in a safe way. The third thing that you could do is look at recruiting and retaining police officers. We are not right now. We're number 51, including Washington, D.C. We're 51 in the country as to the number of officers per citizens in Washington state. That means that we have the fewest number of officers to protect the citizens of Washington state. So help look at ways that we can help law enforcement in the state recruit and retain cops. And the other problem is the police officers can't talk to young people. So the law in this state prevents cops from talking to children who may be victims of crime. It even prevents them from talking to them if they've been witnesses of crime. And, you know, it goes to the whole parental rights thing, too. Even parents can't give permission for children to talk to cops. And it's also put a huge dent in the ability for cops to be present in our schools as school resource officers, which we saw through the whole community policing effort, were critical efforts to help children understand that cops are there to help. And here's one more thing that I would add, Kirby, and maybe you've seen this just recently. One of our liberal judges decides that they're going to issue an order to allow civil conversion patients. So these are people who committed crimes who were committed to a mental institution for violent crimes, and now they are going to be released into the community because the DSHS has a lack of infrastructure to support the criminal justice system in dealing with people with severe mental and behavioral problems that may lead to violence. So those are just a few of the things that I would immediately start looking at.
One of the, as you know, I've been involved in politics for a long time, and I'm fairly good friends with Dina Rothstein and Rob McKenna, the last two significant Republican candidates for governor who came close. One of the things that challenged them was that if elected, you as governor can appoint hundreds, if not thousands, of positions within state government to executive positions to carry out your policies. But there aren't a lot of Republicans in that position because we haven't had a Republican governor in 44 years. And there aren't a lot of people with Republicans with experience in government. And that, have you thought about that and about the challenge you would have in finding people to carry out Dave Record's policies at the administrative level, at the agency level? Because the governor can say, do this, but if you run into resistance from the bureaucracy, it'll be slow and haphazard and maybe never happen.
Yeah, no, I've definitely thought about that. In fact, we're already looking for people who might have expertise in certain areas. That's how confident I am that we are going to win this campaign and take the governor's mansion. So we've already started looking at people with those talents. And actually, Kirby, it might be more valuable to us to look to people who have experience in a specific field that we're looking for rather than experience in government, in the bureaucracy. Because, you know, as I was in Congress for 14 years, I ran up against the federal bureaucracy within the administration under three presidents. And it changed a little bit, but it was overwhelmingly difficult to maneuver through that. And I think people are finding that today. Ross Hunter is an example of what's wrong within our current state government. And we need to have, instead of a circular thinking process where we all bounce the same ideas off of each other, we need to have people within our government who have different ideas where we can have an intelligent debate and be respectful of everyone's thoughts and ideas and come to a correct solution for the people of Washington State. They deserve better.
Yes, they do. Dave, there are hundreds of issues out there one can talk about, but I've always advised people in running for office, what are the three big things, the three ways you would make a difference in the life of the citizens of the state of Washington? What are the three areas you think you'd have the most impact in making Washington better than what it is today?
Well, I think if you are watching the news at all, of course, the first topic that we talked about, Kirby, is And just keeping people safe. 92% of the last poll I saw, 92% of the people in King County or Seattle felt like crime was the number one issue. Even our firefighters are being attacked today. And number two would be our economy. And if you look at, and actually you could, these are all connected in my opinion, Kirby. So if you look at homelessness, mental illness, drug addiction, the crime issue, the economy. So we have people living on the street that have mental illness, alcoholism, drug addiction. They're living on the streets. They're now defecating in our streets. They're shooting up drugs. People don't feel safe. Businesses close down. We lose jobs. So those two things in my mind are connected. I think that when we look at specific things, for example, let's just look at the cost of gas. We could do something almost immediately with that. Inslee could do something, our government today could do something about the cost of gas today. And that would be to adjust the carbon tax credit, lower the emission standards. We were lied to. So the other thing I would do is ensure people that we were going to have a transparent government. We are no longer going to be, I get very animated when I talk about this because it just means a lot to me. We have become the servants of this government. We are dictated to, not listened to, and it should be the other way around. So we are going to be transparent. And I know this is cliche. People have heard it, but this is coming from my heart, and I truly mean it. We are going to be transparent, open, and we're going to listen to the people of Washington State, and we're going to work together to find solutions because the people living in our cities, the people living on our farms, the people living across the state, they've been living this nightmare for a number of years. They're tired of it, and no one has listened.
That would be a big change, no question about that, Dave, no question at all. We've only got about a minute and a half left, so if people want to contact you or the campaign, if they want to help, want more information, how do they do that?
ReichertForGovernor.com.
Okay. Good enough. Well, Dave, I'll tell you, known you for a long time. We've had our differences, but I've always respected you and always thought that you were coming, you know, from your heart, that you had the right principles there. So if I can do anything from the remote location in Texas, let me know because I'd be glad to help. It'd be nice to have a Republican governor before I die because Seattle will always be my home in many different ways. And the KVA audience are going to be my peeps in many different ways. The only thing I ask, I can do whatever I can do, you let me know, but I just ask for an invitation to the inaugural ball because my entire life, I never attended a Republican inaugural ball for a governor in the state of Washington. And it's like kind of like on my bucket list. I'd like do it before I die.
All right. We'll put you the first name in the bucket. One last thing, you know, I always chuckle. Yes, we have had our differences, but that's one of my points is, you know, those differences are to be expected and really welcomed. I've been married for 53 years, and my wife, you know, never always agrees with me, but sometimes we agree, right?
Yeah. I'm in 43 this year, 43 years. The only person you ever agree with 100% of the time is yourself.
Yeah,
I mean, that's pretty obvious, you know, and so accept the differences. So, well, best of luck, and keep me in the loop. Let me know what I can do to help, all right?
Awesome, man. Good talking with you.
Same here. You have a great day. We'll talk again whenever I get back on KVI. We'll talk again. Thanks.
I look forward to it.